Hey there, friends, and welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and love reading this scripture with you. So thanks for joining me again today. Today is going to be day number 52 in our journey, and episode 52. And we are in Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. So grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. So Hebrews chapter 8. We just left Hebrews chapter 7, and in that previous chapter we heard a lot about this Melchizedek and how Jesus is greater, and Jesus is the great high priest. And chapter 8 is going to expound on that just a little bit further. We're going to see the author continued to compare the old covenant with the new covenant that's been established by Jesus Christ. So watch how the author highlights how it is based on better promises than the old covenant. We're going to see several things in this. So as we read this, here are our look fors. Here are our look fors today. The first look for in chapter 8 is watch how the new covenant is better than the old covenant. Right? The author emphasizes how superior it is. There are references in the new covenant being established on the better promises, but also the quotations from Jeremiah. In the Old Testament, this Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 40. Those four verses regarding the prophecy of the new covenant that is to come. And so that's fulfillment of prophecy with this new covenant. You'll see him quote the entirety of those four verses. Also, in the second look for is that Jesus is the mediator between God and humanity. Watch how the author portrays Jesus as that. He'll describe his role as a mediator of a better covenant, and then give comparisons of Jesus' priesthood and the Levitical priesthood, somewhat similar to the previous chapter. And then the third thing to look for as we're reading this is the internalization, I guess is the best word for that, of God's law. Watch how the author emphasizes in the new covenant that God's law is written on the hearts in the minds of believers, not on the tablets found at Mount Sinai, like in the old covenant, but in our hearts, the internalization of God's law. And there's a bit of a contrast between external observance of the old covenant and internal transformation under the new covenant. The author does a good job with that. And so let's read that today during chapter 8 of Hebrews. So here we go. Let's turn there together. I'll be in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. And there's just 13 verses in this. So not a long one today, but a lot of good stuff. So let's begin. Verse 1. Now the main point of what is being said is this. We have this kind of high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle that was set up by the Lord and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it was necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he wouldn't be a priest, since there are those offering gifts prescribed by the law. These serve as a copy and just a shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was warned when he was about to complete the tabernacle. For God said, and then the author quotes in what God said in Exodus 25:40, "Be careful that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown to you on the mountain." He goes on in verse 6. But Jesus has now obtained a superior ministry, and to that degree he is the mediator of a better covenant, which has been established on better promises. for if that first covenant had been faultless, then there would be no occasion for a second one. But finding fault with his people, he says, and this is the author quotes Jeremiah, these four verses. He says, "See, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their ancestors on the day I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. I showed no concern for them, says the Lord, because they did not continue in my covenant. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mouths and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. And each person will not teach his fellow citizen and his brother or sister saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will forgive their wrongdoing and I will never again remember their sins." He finishes quoting from Jeremiah and then he continues and closes it out with this 13th verse. He said, "By saying a new covenant, he has declared that the first is obsolete, and what is obsolete and growing old is about to pass away." And that's the reading of Hebrews chapter 8. Let's take a moment to reflect and absorb everything we just read. All right. So let's look at what we just read here. A lot of quotations of Old Testament, the prophecies being fulfilled, that there'll be a new covenant. That's our first takeaway, is that we need to embrace the new covenant. You see, the new covenant that was brought by Jesus, it offers believers this promise of internalization, that intimacy with God. A relationship with God, the Creator, the perfect Father. We have a promise of intimacy with Him, and we have a promise of forgiveness of sins. If we can understand that Jesus is the mediator of this covenant, it will remind us of His role in making things right between us and God when we were eternally separated without Jesus. And so if we reflect on this truth, we can embrace the new covenant with gratitude, with a heart full of thankfulness, and we can recognize just that true depth of God's love for us and His grace that is given to us. So, in order to do this, we have to have that intimate relationship. There's no such thing as a relationship where just one person talks and you don't communicate back to the person, or you don't listen to what they say and you ignore them. A great relationship is based on great two-way communication. And that's what we have to do. We need to spend time in prayer, communicating with God, thanking God for the new covenant, meditating on forgiveness and reflecting and just being grateful, reading His word, sinking in our minds and hearts into his word in order to deepen our relationship with Jesus. We can do that through regular study of His word and through prayer. We can make that happen. The second takeaway, we could have just stopped at the first, really, because that's so powerful and could take us to an entire new level in our spiritual walk if we seek and we embrace that intimacy with God. But you know, once we do that, there will be a transformation of our heart. It all begins when we give our heart to Christ, but it's a continued change, that we become less like the world and more obedient to God. And so our second takeaway is the transformation of the heart that is a result. You see, the God's law in this new covenant it signifies this huge shift from the external rituals of the Old Covenant to the internal transformation of the New Covenant. As believers, we are called to allow God's Word that we commit to read, we commit to study and to understand, allow His Word to just live and dwell in our hearts and our minds, allow it to shape our thoughts, allow it to shape our actions, our desires, our will, our words. So, how about we invite the Holy Spirit to work in us, to enable us to live in obedience to God's will, His commands, to be obedient out of love for Him. This love, this based on gratitude of the grace and love and mercy that He has for us. And so some practical ways to do this is for us right now to look at our lives, reflect on ways, different areas or things in our life where God's Word needs to take deeper root. We'll hear it, but we don't hear it. You know, we're in one ear and out the other. We're pretty good at that too. Even as the redeemed, we can hear God's Word and not let it take root. How about we hear this Word? We let it sit and we let it take root and we cultivate and we nourish it so that it can change us. And we let God's Word do its thing. Right? So, the best way to do that, though, is to ask the Holy Spirit to help you internalize God's truth, to live it out daily, and allow it to transform your attitudes, your actions, your behavior. God's Word is the most powerful weapon that we have, the greatest source that we have for transformation is God's Word. And we neglect that far too often. Let's internalize that Word and let it take root in our hearts. And finally, we need to live in this relationship with a covenant relationship. The new covenant brings this relationship between God and us, His people. This new relationship through Jesus Christ is grounded in intimacy. That I talked about the forgiveness and the communion together. And so we can actively engage in this by seeking God's presence in our life, by confessing our sins, by repenting of our old self, by being bold and honest and transparent and committing to walk in obedience to that Word that we've allowed to take root in our heart. If we can commit to that as we search to be obedient, we're going to experience the fullness of His blessings, the fullness of joy of His presence in our life. That's the promises that we have of God. And His promises are always true. He is faithful. In order to do that, we've got to get in that mindset of cultivating this habit of regular confession and repentance too. Acknowledge areas of our sin. Point those out. Ask God through the Holy Spirit to illuminate all the things that don't belong in our hearts. And seeks God's forgiveness. Repent from those. If we can dedicate time in that and we make that a part of our prayer life, we will experience that transforming grace that He gives us. Prayer, scripture reading, worship, deepening our relationship, building that intimacy, mercy. That's the spiritual maturity we need to seek after. That's the life-changing transformation we are promised and we will be given if we commit to that. Praise God for that. And we should have hearts of such gratitude. And I know I do. Great stuff here today. My prayer is that we take that and God takes that and continues to change us and transform us. Thanks for joining me today. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And as a result, may you strive to be a blessing to all those around you. Share that good news. Love on them through your transformed heart. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives. knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's word. You see, scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of his word together.